This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Officials are gathering in Niger's capital this weekend for an African Union summit that begins the operational phase of a long-sought continental free trade zone. About 50 heads of state were due to arrive on Friday, a day behind their foreign ministers for Sunday's summit on the African Continental Free Trade Area by integrating economies and reducing trade barriers like tariffs. The pact aims to increase employment prospects, living standards, and opportunities for the continent's 1.2 billion people and make Africans more competitive regionally and globally. Lawyers for the Justice Department confirmed to a federal judge Friday they are still working to add a question about citizenship to the U.S. Census. AP Sagar Magani reports that President Trump says that he is considering various ways to force the inclusion of the question on next year's census. Also, they say that U.S. President Trump is considering issuing an executive order to add a question on the citizenship test or question. It's one legal workaround of the U.S. Supreme Court decision blocking the inclusion of the citizenship question. AP's Mark Sherman explains why it's important. NATO and Russia did not make any breakthrough on the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty and talks at the alliance headquarters, according to the NATO Secretary General. Speaking to reporters on Friday, Jens Stoltenberg said that we do not see any sign of Russia being willing to come back into compliance with the INF Treaty. This is VOA News. A new UN report accuses the government of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro of extrajudicial killings and of repressive measures aimed at neutralizing political opponents. The report presents a grim picture of a society where people are killed, arbitrarily arrested, tortured, and deprived of the basic commodities needed for survival. Michelle Bachelet, the UN human rights chief, said that perceived political opponents and human rights defenders are subject to threats, smear campaigns, and widespread abuse, including torture, sexual violence, killings, and enforced disappearance. Excessive and lethal force has been repeatedly seen used against protesters. The office has also documented excessive use of force in the context of security operations by the Special Action Forces, with multiple killings, mainly of young men. Bachelet warns Venezuelans will continue to flee the country in unprecedented numbers if the abuse does not stop, and in the dire economic situation. Responding, Venezuela's Vice Minister of Foreign Affairs, William Castillo, says that the government flatly rejected the criminal accusation of massive human rights violations against the military as well as security forces. The Chinese premier recently announced a major economic reform move, saying that China would in fact scrap ownership controls on foreign companies investing in the financial sector next year ahead of schedule. His government also will reduce restrictions next year on market access for foreign investors in the value-added telecom services and transport sectors, according to the premier. The announcement appears to be a response to a much-discussed need for widening economic reforms and aligning the Chinese financial industry more closely with the international market. Some analysts contend, though, that this may be part of Beijing's effort to counter U.S. President Trump's criticism of China's markets and move toward a settlement to end a trade war. With the United States aiming for a potential deal with the Afghan Taliban by September, analysts and Afghan officials are now skeptical that a comprehensive deal would be reached when the Afghan government has yet to hold direct talks with the Taliban. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said last month during his visit to Afghanistan and the region that the U.S. is, in fact, hoping for a peace deal in Afghanistan before September 1st. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.